DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered rain showers likely today, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 63, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 53. Chance for scattered showers again, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 69, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Joe Biden released his full budget request for fiscal year 2022, detailing his plans to ramp up spending at USDA for climate research and agricultural adaptation, while also increasing spending for environmental regulations at the EPA and Interior Department. The budget includes both Biden's annual spending requests for departments and agencies, as well as sweeping long-term proposals under the American Jobs Plan and American Families Plan to address climate change, build roads and other infrastructure, and reduce economic inequality. The $29.9 billion in budget authority that Biden is requesting for fiscal year 22 at USDA includes $914 million earmarked for climate research and resiliency programs, as well as clean energy. The administration proposes no cuts in farm programs, including crop insurance, and is requesting funding to support an estimated $10.4 billion for farm loans to an estimated 52,000 farmers, and the budget would fund fully USDA's vast network of county offices. The budget also includes $33.7 million for resolving ownership and succession issues with heirs' property and black-owned land with clouded titles. Spending for expansion of rural broadband through USDA's ReConnect grant and loan program would be increased by $65 million to $700 million by fiscal year 22. USDA's overall $29.9 billion budget request would be a 9% increase over FY 2021. It's for discretionary spending programs subject to annual appropriations by Congress. The USDA's total estimated budget for fiscal year 22, $198 billion. That includes the cost of farm programs, nutrition assistance, and other mandatory spending programs where cost is set by law or depends on program eligibility. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and a happy Memorial Day. Well, it was a rainy, stormy week last week with a lot of rain that flooded many parts of the state of Kansas and more going into this weekend as well. And many campsites across the state were concerned about flooding that may affect some of the campers for the Memorial holiday.
We could end up losing close to 100 campsites, utility sites.
Ahead of Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Biggest weekend of the year.
That was the park manager, Mark Nipote, at the Hillside Lake on KSN News. For many campers, it said that throughout the weekend, they already had to move different campsites because of the rain.
The campsites we were going to had started to flood, so we got moved over here. We'll have fun no matter what.
In other news, authorities say a car being chased by police went through a stop sign and crashed into another vehicle, killing a 26-year-old woman and sending four others to the hospital. Cake News reports the event happened on Thursday, 7 miles north of Holton, when a Dodge Avenger was being pursued by law enforcement and collided with a southbound Jeep Renegade. Good American Network News.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. Pay up to 15 per month for 1,000 franc. Limited power credit warranty. See dealer details. Expires 5/31/21.
A state lawmaker from Wichita is giving up her seat, and she's now the third Democrat in the Kansas State House to step down this month. State Representative Elizabeth Bishop told colleagues on Wednesday that she wanted to retire, and it was her last day in the legislature. It was also the lawmaker's last day in the session for the year. Bishop was first elected to the House of Representatives back in 2016. At the same time, Democratic State Representatives Brett Parker and Jennifer Day of Overland Park announced earlier this month that they'll be stepping down as well. Democrats in Bishop's district will be picking a replacement to serve through the 2022 elections. In other news, Lyon County authorities say two people from Hartford face possible animal cruelty charges after 17 dogs were removed from their home. Lyon County Sheriff's deputies and animal control officers went to the home on Wednesday to serve a court order to remove all but five animals from the home. The Hartford Municipal Court ordered the animals were a nuisance and part of an unauthorized kennel. Deputies found poor living conditions in the home and removed 17 dogs, 14 of which were a dog wolf breed. Good American Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Good morning, Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy Memorial Day. Well, Nebraska lawmakers ended their historic session of their state legislative session last week, marked by major tax cuts, a grant program to expand high-speed internet service, and regulations to clear the way for the state's new casino industry. But they did leave major work unfinished, most notably the once-in-a-decade ritual of redrawing the state's congressional and legislative districts. That means they will have to return back to the Capitol later this year. The session was also shaped by the coronavirus pandemic and bitter disputes on how to use excess money in the state's budget. In other news, authorities say sheriff's deputies in a southeast Nebraska county seized 103 pounds of methamphetamine in two stops last week. Seward County Sheriff Michael Vann said deputies recovered 3 pounds of the drug on Monday last week near the Goner exit off Interstate 80. A man from Council Bluffs, Iowa, and a woman from California were arrested. On Wednesday last week, deputies stopped a minivan for a traffic violation near the Milford exit on the interstate. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday opened a public hearing on the 5-year solid waste plan. With no public commenting, the plan was adopted per resolution. Public Works received the bridge plan for the Oquito Township State Line Bridge and will present to Gage County for approval. An estimated cost of $400,000 per mile for cement stabilization and 4-inch overlay on approximately 4.5 miles of Pheasant Road from the landfill to Winifred was presented at the request of commissioners. The board discussed the Federal American Rescue Plan. The county needs to designate a contact person to apply for the funds and file the required documents. After that's approved, the county will receive one-half of $1.85 million this year and the remainder next year. The program allows 4 years to spend the money through 2024, with possible extensions to 2026, depending upon the projects being done. Focus of these dollars are public safety, health, housing, and food, and can be used for sewer, water, and broadband projects. Marshall County received a similar federal distribution last year, which was used for personal protection equipment and included schools and businesses that applied. Leslie Jeter was appointed as contact person to apply for American Rescue Plan funding
and will seek a bid to assist with administration. USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn offered a contract for superintendent to Lee Schmidt, who will start July 1st. He's a Barnes native and Hanover High School graduate, currently serving as associate principal at Seaman High School in Topeka, where he also served as assistant principal and teacher. He also previously worked in administration at Holy Family Catholic and Hayden Schools in Topeka. Lee Schmidt and his wife have five children ages 10 through 24. Kathy Locke was offered a contract as K-12 principal at Lynn. She has teaching and administrative experience, including recent assignments at Highland Park Central Elementary in Topeka, and has service in education since 1990. Kansas Historical Society has awarded nearly $500,000 in Kansas Rural Preservation Grants to 15 projects in 13 counties. Frankfort received $50,000 toward restoration work on the old Frankfort School. Marysville was awarded $38,700 toward repairs on the Kester Block, including the second floor bay window overlooking the Kester House Gardens. The grants range from $10,000 to $50,000 and will be used toward structural repairs, roof replacement, window restoration, and masonry repointing. They received 62 applications totaling more than $2.5 million in requests from 37 counties. Program requirements mandate that eligible properties be in communities with populations less than 30,000, noting historic properties in smaller rural locations have unique challenges finding financing for repairs and rehabilitation. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County May 10th. Trenton Schmelsley, age 16, of Baileyville, lost control on U.S. 36 and struck a field entrance and overturned. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. Joanne D. Dieters, age 87, of Seneca, passed away Friday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Joanne Dieters. Ronald D. Teemeyer, age 80, of Palmer, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, June 1st, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the Palmer City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Ronald Teemeyer. James C. Sudbeck, age 73, of Bern, passed away May 20th. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosaries Monday, 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Jim Sudbeck. Bernice Lewers, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. A private celebration of life graveside service will be held at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bernice Lewers. Robert E. Kohlmeyer, age 93, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with a Ward Funeral Home in charge for Robert Kohlmeyer.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance wish everyone a happy and safe Memorial Weekend. Never forget those who sacrificed all to give us these freedoms. Ashley is open Memorial Day and has free shipping to your house on all furniture, bedding, and appliances. Or you can arrange for pickup or delivery and installation for a nominal fee. Choose from a large selection of in-stock furniture, direct name, brand furniture, appliance, and bedding. Ashley, the number one furniture brand in all of North America. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance open Monday 10 to 5 at the Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, a low pressure system across the central southern parts of the United States. That's going to bring some rain showers across the central, east central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. This system will move off towards the east slowly as we head into Wednesday, bringing more chances to showers and thunderstorms across the east central parts of the Midwest before it moves out of the area as we head towards the end of the week. Otherwise, across the upper parts of the Midwest, it looks like we'll see dry weather over the next several days, and all across the Midwest, warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area for this Memorial Day, cloudy skies, rain showers, 63. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of rain, cloudy skies, 53. For tomorrow, isolated rain showers, cloudy skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. And tomorrow night, cloudy skies, lower 50s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Republican members of the Senate Agriculture Committee calling on Ag Secretary Vilsack to make public a detailed explanation of any support of economic analyses that clarifies how the Biden administration proposed tax increases will affect farms and ranches. The tax increases are offered to pay for the cost of infrastructure legislation. In a letter to the secretary, the group was led by Senate Ag Committee ranking member John Bozeman of Arkansas. It questions USDA's analysis of President Biden's proposed changes in capital gains tax rates and the modification of stepped-up basis on America's family farms and ranches. Also this past week, a coalition of business groups and farm organizations urged congressional tax writers to leave the stepped-up basis alone. Repealing stepped-up basis, they say, by imposing capital gains taxes or asset transfer ownership at death would force many family-owned businesses to liquidate assets or lay off employees to cover tax burdens, the group said in a letter to leaders of the House Ways and Means and Senate Finance Committees. For her part, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says that there's a lot of support from Democrats to keep the elimination of stepped-up basis from affecting farms and family-owned businesses. She said everyone should be paying their fair share in taxes. That includes wealthy people and corporations that use those roads. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee unanimously approved a surface transportation bill. That bill would allocate $311 billion over 5 years for roads and highways. The bill increases the maximum number of highway miles a state may designate as critical rural freight corridors from 150 to 300. Now, it won't be the final version, according to Chairman Tom Carper from Delaware. He said it's not going according to anyone's plan, but at least we're moving forward. Senator Shelley Caputo of West Virginia, the ranking member, says the bill approved can serve as an anchor for broader efforts. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
All gave some, and some gave all. We honor those who gave all today. It is Memorial Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 31st, the 151st day of the year. It is a somber day of reflection here in the U.S., Memorial Day, which was once known as Decoration Day. From 1868 to 1970, it was observed on May 30th. Since then, it's been on the last Monday in May. The origins are tough to track down, as the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has over 25 documents that lay claim to this federal holiday. Regardless, it's not to be confused with Veterans Day, which honors those who have served in our military. More than 215,000 flags will be placed on graves today at Arlington National Cemetery, as well as the thousands more across America. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
Our small business services include inventory building loans, loans for major purchases of equipment, assistance with vehicle leasing, commercial real estate loans at competitive rates, loans for startups and lines of credit, to name a few of the quality services we can provide. Ask any local small business if we know our stuff. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
The Beach Boys, live in concert. 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. The Beach Boys, produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier, and happy Memorial Day. Well, for the holiday, the Kansas City Royals come back home to their home field at Kauffman Stadium to take on a two-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch this evening at 7:10 p.m. It's a two-game series before they start another four-game series against the Minnesota Twins, as they just wrapped up their last three-game series against the Twins over the weekend. By next week, the Royals will be back on the road to take on the L.A. Angels in California. So far, Kansas City has maintained their third position in the AL Central with a record of 24-25 for the season so far. They are losing at home 12-13 for their record right now and tied at away games at 12-12. The White Sox are number one in the AL Central currently at 29-20. The Minnesota Twins are sitting number four at 20-30. In minor league baseball, the Wichita Windsors have a day off today before they start their six-game series at home against Arkansas. It is the first time the Windsors have played Arkansas before they head back on the road down to Tulsa. Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Memorial Day.
At Rusty Eck Ford, we're giving our red, white, and blue salute to you during our Memorial Day sales event. That's right. Rusty Eck Ford has the inventory to get you into the new Ford or certified pre-owned vehicle you're looking for. Now through Memorial Day, buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot during our Memorial Day sales event. Hurry, it all ends Memorial Day.
Rush to Rusty Egg Ford for our red, white, and blue salutes to you. And remember, if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offer standard on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 5/31/21.
For the second straight year, Wichita Heights junior Elijah Mosley is the 400-meter champion in the Kansas State Track and Field Championship. He also took home the 200-meter title for the 6A division. Cake News reports that Mosley ran a 49.12 in the 400-meter and a 21.68 in the 200-meter. At the same time, for the first time in the state of Kansas, wheelchair races were included and recognized, with Grant Pierce winning the 100-meter and the 400-meter competitions.
Being the first one, it's a huge deal for me. I'm a very competitive person. I love track, and being able to compete here at state in front of everyone, with everyone, it's a huge honor.
In other news, Kansas native and former San Francisco 49er assistant coach Katie Sowers has officially joined the Kansas City Chiefs. Cake News reports that she made the announcement on the Instagram post on Wednesday, thanking the Chiefs for the opportunity to coach through the Bill Walsh Diversity Fellowship. She is a Heston native and made history as the first female assistant and first openly gay coach to be on the sidelines in the latest Super Bowl. Good American Network Sports.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Rhubarb is a long-lived, low-maintenance, perennial vegetable and traditional ingredient in pies, sauces, and muffins. But when the plants start flowering or leaves become spotted, gardeners get worried. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Since we eat the leaf stalks of rhubarb, flowers are not a welcome sight. But no need to worry, as this is a common occurrence on mature plants, especially during seasons of weather extremes, like fluctuating hot and cold temperatures. Remove flowering stems as soon as they appear. This allows the plant to put energy back into the roots and shoots instead of flowers and seeds for another big harvest next year. Several leaf spot diseases can cause small red or brown spots on the leaves and stems. The dead leaf tissue in the spots often drops out of the leaves, causing holes. Remove diseased leaves and stems as soon as they're discovered. Do a thorough cleanup in fall once the plants are dormant. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
When America won her independence, there were thousands of men and women who remained loyal to England during the war. What happened to them? In some cases, they perhaps fared far better than if they had supported the Patriots. One family story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In response to the Declaration of Independence signed in July of 1776, over 200 loyalists, like wealthy merchant Frederick Phillips III of Yonkers, New York, signed the Declaration of Dependence that same year.
Frederick Phillips set himself up against the Patriots, and they decided that he was a treasonous individual, and George Washington himself actually called for his arrest.
Kimberly Flook shares the story from Phillips Manor Hall State Historic Site. Phillips was taken to New Haven, Connecticut. He successfully argued for his release, given he was elderly. He was allowed to go back to his home in Yonkers under house arrest. He broke parole, though, and took his family and fled into Lower Manhattan behind British lines.
He stays in his townhouse down in Manhattan from January 1777 all the way up through the end of the war in 1783. When it becomes clear that the British are not going to recoup, he, along with the British troops, remove themselves from America.
Thousands of British soldiers and loyalists left voluntarily.
It's a good thing he did it voluntarily, because the Patriots pretty much requested very forcefully that he do so, and it was upon penalty of death for him or his children's generation to return to American soil.
The Phillips family left America and their beloved Phillips Manor and the surrounding 200,000 acres they owned.
The manor is taken as spoils of war. It is divided up in a way that would make it most easy to sell.
Proceeds from the sale were used to fund the fledgling government.
Frederick Phillips and his family settle in Chester, England. They petition the king for support.
The king gave them £100,000, a sum of cash equal to over $10 million today. Phillips Manor remains a piece of history over 300 years old. Traveling the countryside in Yonkers, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
When the only grocery store in town closes, the entire community suffers. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Why are they closing, and what can be done about it? As you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Graduated from high school, the only grocery store in my small town closed its doors for good. Unfortunately, this happens far too often all over the country. Why? Well, there are many reasons, but competition from discount stores, very slim margins, and a more mobile workforce are among them. As a result, the community loses out on the economic benefits and may have to drive 20, 30 miles or more for access to healthy food. Erica Blair is a program manager for the Rural Grocery Initiative at Kansas State University. She says having a long-term plan is essential.
One of the most important things that a grocer can do or that a community can do is work on a business transition plan or, you know, create an exit strategy. So that is a plan to keep the grocery store operating and in business even after the grocer retires or decides to move on for whatever reason. That's just ensuring that there is someone or maybe there's a group of people who will take over the store.
Blair says some rural communities have come up with innovative ownership models when a business transition takes place. They include public-private partnerships, cooperatives, and even school-run grocery stores.
It's owned and operated by the school district. So students are involved in managing the store and creating business plans. They're gaining all kinds of practical experience and building entrepreneurship skills. In this case, the grocery store fulfills an educational need, and it also meets the needs of the communities.
She says to look at the town's needs and wants, no matter which model is chosen. Learn more about keeping rural grocery stores alive at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Yeah.
Story of David and Goliath. It's about an unlikely hero, a boy armed with only a slingshot who slays the giant. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I just love this classic underdog story. David, with the help of God, overcomes his fears and takes on a massive giant. You know, we all have Goliaths in our life. Fears that seem too big to conquer. And money, well, it's definitely one thing that can make people nervous and afraid. If you have fears around money, here's how to bring out your inner David to slay those fears. Let God be your guide as you make financial decisions and ask for help if you need it. A financial professional who understands what keeps you up at night can help you build a strategy based on your faith, not fear. So be like David. Slay your money, Goliaths, and you'll have a lot more room for gratitude and meaning when you do. Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience, rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Close an interstate bridge to both highway and river traffic, and it gets noticed. More ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds growers to follow pesticide labels to the letter. Joan Rady Heath is with Bayer.
Throughout the growing season, be sure to read and follow the label, verify all applicators are properly trained, and employ effective integrated pest management programs. These steps help protect pollinators, reduce exposure risk, and help maximize product efficacy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. After a recent inspection, the I-40 bridge near Memphis, Tennessee was closed for 2 days, not only to highway traffic, but also river travel below it. Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Coalition says more than 1,000 river barges were backed up.
It doesn't take a whole lot for a logjam to occur. So it really is a reminder that we've got to make sure that we're appropriately investing in our infrastructure, because truly the ripple effect can really extend beyond just that one particular mode. It can really infect our entire supply chain.
Steenhoek says the bridge closure news made it to Washington.
For policymakers, nothing motivates like a catastrophe. And you would hope everyone would be sufficiently engaged in these pressing issues without a catastrophe having to happen. But there's nothing like taking the issue from the theoretical and the hypothetical and making it actually tangible and relatable. And that's what happens when you have like a bridge closure.
While politicians in D.C. consider the president's big infrastructure package, Steenhoek suggests real action is likelier to happen if the plan is free from non-infrastructure projects. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the United States recently released new data for the first 4 months of 2021 regarding trade with China, and the data shows that China is closing the gap towards reaching the goal of purchases that were agreed to in the Phase One trade agreement. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye summarizes the results.
The data recently released for April 2021 shows us that while China is behind on their imports relative to the commitment that they have for 2021, purchases are really coming on strong. We're looking right now at exports over $10 billion, achieving about 25% of the goal for 2021, which is $40
billion. Nye says that China, believe it or not, is on track to be the largest purchaser of United States agricultural products.
Last year, China had pledged to purchase $33 billion in ag products, and they didn't quite make it. They purchased $27 billion. But still, that was a record for U.S. ag exports. So looking at 2021 with a commitment of $40 billion, that's a huge increase in exports for U.S. ag products and would certainly secure China as the largest export destination for U.S. ag products once again.
Nye says that while the goals are indeed lofty in the Phase One agreement, she says China reaching those goals is very possible.
Looking at current commodity prices and the purchase commitments for new crop commodities and how much further along in exports we are in 2021 relative to where we were in 2020, it seems China might actually make it this year. At least they stand a chance that U.S. ag exports might actually achieve this huge goal that was laid out in the Phase One agreement.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Cakeland. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report from USDA shows price support for new crop soybeans. Michael Clements has more.
Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence at the United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, says the May report offers a peek at the new crop marketing season.
When we have the May report drop, it's always exciting because you're effectively bridging what's going on still in the old crop and reconciling what the new crop balance sheets are looking like. I think the most important thing here is that if we look at the new crop balance sheets, we only see incremental growth in U.S. carryout of 20 million bushels, which means that we're looking at a very tight supply position. Not just that we're in now and that we've been in for a couple months, but really proceeding all the way through the next season.
Marshall says renewable fuel demand is boosting soybean oil price outlooks.
There's a lot of movement on the soybean oil part of the balance sheet. First, on old crop, we had prices grow up by 10 cents per pound to 55 cents. And then as we look towards the new crop year, we're looking at a record 65 cents a pound. A lot of this, of course, is attributable to a surge in demand that we're seeing from the renewable fuel sector.
USDA also pegged the expected marketing year average price at $13.85 per bushel.
Seeing that price level there is encouraging because USDA is putting out their production expansion expected in both Brazil and Argentina. Brazil looking at a potential record 144 million metric ton crop for the new crop. Argentina having a rebound from all the dryness this year, coming back in at 52. But overall, global inventories will still be pretty tight. US here very tight. Even with that 20 million bushel increase, we're still looking at just a 3% stocks to use ratio, which is supportive for pricing.
Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
When the only grocery store in town closes, the entire community suffers. Here's what you can do to save it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
After I graduated from high school, the only grocery store in my small town closed its doors for good. Unfortunately, this happens far too often all over the country. Why? Well, there are many reasons, but competition from discount stores and a more mobile workforce are among them. As a result, the community loses out on the economic benefits and may have to drive 20, 30 miles or more for access to healthy food. Erica Blair is a program manager for the Rural Grocery Initiative at Kansas State University. She says having a long-term plan is essential.
One of the most important things that a grocer can do or that a community can do is work on a business transition plan. So that is a plan to keep the grocery store operating and in business even after the grocer retires or decides to move on for whatever reason. That's just ensuring that there is someone or maybe there's a group of people who will take over the store.
Blair says some rural communities have come up with innovative ownership models when a business transition takes place. They include public-private partnerships, cooperatives, and even school-run grocery stores.
It's owned and operated by the school district. So students are involved in managing the store and creating business plans. They're gaining all kinds of practical experience and building entrepreneurship skills. In this case, the grocery store fulfills an educational need, and it also meets the needs of the communities.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping rural grocery stores alive at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Markets took a long holiday weekend, closed on Monday for Memorial Day, did not have the best Friday. July corn down 7 3/4 at 656 3/4. September down 12 1/4 at 573 1/4. Each of the back months was lower as well. July Kansas City wheat down 13 at 613 1/4. September down 13 1/4 at 620 1/2. We saw mixed numbers in the wheat markets Friday. Chicago and the Kansas City wheat were down, but Minneapolis wheat was pretty strong over the course of the day and finished higher. Soybeans did not do well. July beans down 6 1/2 at 1530 1/2. August beans down 5 1/4 at 1482. The back months were all down. Soybean meal was up. July was up 520 at 395.50. August up 470 at 396.50. So positives there. Soy oil was down. July down 102 at 65.79. August soybean oil down 90 at 62.33. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat did not have the best day on Friday ahead of the long holiday weekend. In terms of the livestock complex, cattle were lower, but hogs were higher. June live cattle down 47, 115.87. August down 82 at 118.60. So struggles there. Feeder cattle, same story. August feeders down 150 at 153.52. Each of the back months in feeder cattle down by well over a dollar. So not a good day in the cattle complex. Hogs, on the other hand, proved to be the bright spot Friday. June hogs up 152 at 117.25. July hogs up 265 at 119.35. So a pretty decent look for hogs, kind of offsetting the lower numbers for cattle. Perhaps corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat did not have a good day. Markets took the long holiday weekend. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on
Seas. On the moment long ago, one breath away and there you will be, so young and carefree. Again you will see that place in time, so you thought that all would last forever, but like the weather, nothing can ever and be in time. Stay gold. But can it be when we can see so vividly?
Yes, you say summer day to fade away and leave a ray of sun. So go. Life is but a twinkling of an eye, yet filled with sorrow and compassion, though not imagined. All things that happen will age to old, though gold, 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 gold.
Of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.